My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smiths Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Today, learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition and getting a better foundation of knowledge underneath our belt, if you will, is priceless. We are coming up against things that we never ever thought that we would come up against them at this time in our life. There was that mentality that most of the health problems happened to the geriatric community. And there was a time when a lot of it did go that way. But not today. The walls are down and the trickling down of health problems and health concerns is hitting people in all age brackets. Today we have 20, 30, and 40-year-olds dealing with one-time 50, 60, and 70-year-old health problems. What's changed? Is it our body? Is it our systems? It's what we're doing, what we're not doing? Well, I think it's a combination of everything. So the awareness on our side has become more and more important because of the fact that we truly do need to get on top of our health. So how do we do that? Well, we tune into radio shows. We listen to some of the best guests in the industry. We read. We ask questions. We do everything we can to make sure that we have a better chance, maybe a getting an edge on our health, and then maybe helping to implement some of these things that we learn along the way. You can't change everything in one day, but you can make small changes, and those small changes can be very monumental in the big picture. So every day here on the Staying Healthy radio show, I bring you the best guests in the industry. We have relevant topics for today's world. That's just part of it, making sure that we have up-to-date information, you know, groundbreaking product lines and information, because I want you to hear it. I want you to hear it first, and I want you to understand it, because that's when we actually can move forward. It's not just about the education. It's about learning how that education, you know, relates to you individually and what you can take from it that will work on your individual situation. Part of that process is sending you also to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Here in Las Vegas, they're your oldest independent health food retailer. They're also in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Today, like I said before, getting information and education is essential and crucial. Stay Healthy has been built on the foundation of education and making sure that when you go into their store, you are educated and informed. They also carry the best lines, the highest quality products, great prices, all that wonderful stuff. But it's one of those, you know, coming from the time that I came from, full service environments where the support is there and you feel welcomed into an environment. We know what it's like out there today. A lot of us go places we can barely get someone to talk to us, much less help us. When you find places where you're able to get help and support, you hold on tight. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Well, today we're going to be talking about something called the endocannabinoid system. Now, I know this sounds a little odd. It's definitely a mouthful. You'll probably hear me refer to it as the ECS system. Seems to be a little bit easier. The endocannabinoid system is a relatively new system. I guess when you think about, you know, something that was newly discovered just way back in, 1988, you know, they would say, well, that's already a good period of time. Well, think about it, seeing as it's, you know, has an origin of over 600 million years. So this is pretty, you know, relatively new for us to discover it. We all understand our body. We know we have a muscle skeletal system, and we've got an endocrine system and a nervous system and a reproductive system and a respiratory system, a digestive system, so many different systems as well in our body that all work together to make us who we are and work together to keep us here and alive and healthy and vibrant. This endocannabinoid system is a system that exists in all animals, well, except insects, and now finding it out that it does play a central role in the maintenance and also the balance and orchestration, if you will, of optimal health and healing defined as homeostasis. Now, many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know that when I talk homeostasis, I talk balance. To me, if I was to walk up to 100 people in the street and ask them how they felt every day, you know, from 1 to 10, what do you think most people would say? I'd say probably 4, maybe 5, if that. And if I asked them if they felt that their bodies were in balance, I think I'd probably get a resounding no. Why? We know what's going on with our body. We know we're good or bad to our body. We know when we're supportive or whether we're hurting ourselves along the way. We know when we're eating right. We know when we're giving better stress balance released for our system. We know when we're sleeping well. We know when we're doing the right activities. We know when we are and definitely know when we are not treating our body well. Intentions are great. We all have some of the most amazing intentions. Our follow-through is a little bit rough for every one of us, definitely myself included. But I think that when we start to utilize the body's intricate systems and we support those systems with whatever we need to do to support them, and the body starts to find its own intricate balance, we are the first ones to utilize and notice and feel and respond to those balancing changes. Now, I use this a lot, and because I just think it's a good visual. You know, you're at a park with your kids, and one of your kids wants to play on the teeter-totter. And your kid weighs, what, 70 pounds. And there's a very large little boy there who weighs, let's say, 175 pounds. He's a big boy. So he says, he can play with me. I'll do the teeter-totter. So they get on, and your little boy sits on one end. The bigger boy gets on the other end. His rear end drops to the ground. Your boy is midair. He's kicking and pushing and grunting and trying to come back down again. But guess what? He's not, because of the weight imbalance and because of the total imbalance of the lining of the board and the weight distribution. Now, if you take, let's say they get off and this other little 70-pound boy comes over and he goes, I'll do that with you. All of a sudden, you've got teeter-totter. You've got balance. They could even try to suspend it so they're balancing, you know, right there in the air and their feet are off the ground. That is homeostasis. Homeostasis is the balance in the body where the systems are talking, they're communicating, and, you know, they're getting the job done. It's like the United Nations. They're all talking and working together because they're on one topic, which is the balance and the intricate balance of our body. Now, the discovery of this endocannabinoid system can be likened to revealing a previously unknown sixth sense of sorts, if you will. The breakthrough came when they were doing research, attempting to elicit the metabolic pathways of psychoactive THC from cannabis. And they discovered an elegant cell signaling system triggered by the compound. So they then named it the endocannabinoid after the plant system, after the cannabis plant, that really kind of caused them to discover the foundation of this system. So here we have this endocannabinoid system. When you look at your system, people ask all the time, what does it do? Well, the endocannabinoid or ECS system mediates systemic health, which means it works in many different areas of the body, the liver, the brain, the heart, the lung, kidneys, the immune system, our nervous system, our blood vessels, our endocrine system, our digestive system. All these things are balanced and worked and supported by the endocannabinoid system. It's also a regulating system. It regulates things that we deal with every day and maybe helps us to find more balance. The things that we probably talk about, the things we complain about, things like mood and energy and pain and appetite, metabolism, you know, our pressure in our eyes, our inflammatory response, our stress responses. So you can see how intricately important this is. And, you know, we don't always get the chance to be able to enjoy the discovery of something. You know, I got 40 years in this field, and I think only a couple different times have I been, you know, knocked off my chair with information that is so groundbreaking. And this endocannabinoid system is definitely one of those times. So the endocannabinoid system, imagine it being like a lock and key system, like receptor sites. And we need to figure out how to actually activate it and make it work for us so that we can do what we need to do to get the job done. Now, endocannabinoids, these are actually produced in our own body. The phytocannabinoids that we're going to talk about today come from plants. And then the cannabinoid, the mimicking compounds, or cannabimetics, are the number three. So you have three different ways of really working this. And of course, we have supporter things we can do every day that we should be doing every day. Now, this endocannabinoid system is this elegant lock and key-like signaling center. And it's got receptor sites that can be activated by the endocannabinoids produced naturally in the body or by these plant-based cannabinoids. And I think the wonderful thing is when you have a lock and you have a key and it's the right key that fits that lock, anybody can open it. And once opened, you start to get that maintenance balancing of homeostasis. Now, a lot of people will say, well, how does this apply to me? Well, it applies to all of us because we all need to have our body more in balance to be able to do the things we want to do. You know, many times over the years, you've heard me say, these nutritional supplements are great for the body, but what they're really doing is giving the body the tools that it needs so the body can do the job it was meant to do, because the body can't do the job without the tools, or without the tools creating an environment or an atmosphere for the body to be able to do its job. You know, we can only run ourselves through an unhealthy lifestyle for so long, and our bodies being these very, very forgiving, you know, things in our body. Our body says to us all the time, all right, I know you're just going through a bad time. I'll make this fast food junk work for now, but I need some vegetables, you know, and I need some quality protein, and I really need some fiber, if you will. You know, so you keep treating your body badly and your body says, well, I guess this will last a little bit longer. I'll make this work. But I may have to put some of these things that need to be done on the back burner so that I can focus on the basics, because I'm really trying to squeeze, good stuff out of this bad stuff you're giving me. And then you're finally going to get to the point when the body's going to say, that's it. I got nothing else to work with here. And the body starts to show degeneration and shutdown and health imbalances and problems. And then we say to ourselves, wow, I wonder how that happened. Because we get so stuck in our routines every day and life is just running by so quickly, and we forget about the basics, because the basics include balance. And then at that point in time, when we start to notice that there's problems going on, guess what? We are the first to say, wow, okay, I'm going to start doing this now. I better do this. You know, you've had a scare, or you've had something that came back badly, like a bad test or a bad blood workup. And now we're thinking to ourselves, yeah, I better start focusing on this. My life has changed a little bit, and I need to be good to myself now. But a lot of times we don't stick with that as well. We are so hard to convince that taking care of ourselves is as powerful as it is. And even when we are knocking on the door of very, very bad health and death in some instances, it's still hard for us to realize that we can have this much control. Sooner or later, I think our own lock and key system clicks and works. But for some of us, it takes quite a bit. You know, they say running into the wall face first many, many times to finally shake your head and say, oh, I think I need to do that differently. We actually have an endocannabinoid deficiency system in our bodies. A lack of endocannabinoid balance and tone is truly thought to be present in conditions of a poor diet and lack of exercise and drug abuse and environmental toxins and even genetic factors and chronic stress and compromised health. This may have adverse consequences on a plethora of physiological processes. The term for this condition is clinical endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome, or CEDS. So when we take a step back and we start balancing our body and we start bringing things back up to code, if you will, and allowing the body to have that balance that it needs, we can make a change. Now, plant-based phytocannabinoids, the endocannabinoid system was named remember, after the cannabis plant that inspired the discovery. As a result, even non-cannabis-derived sources carry the cannabinoid suffix. Many equally effective phytocannabinoids exist in nature. Our formulas that we're talking about today, these wonderful, beautiful formulas, are non-cannabis-derived phytocannabinoids. Now, today we have to remember there's a lot of things going on in the world. You're hearing so much stuff today about the legalization of cannabis, which here in Las Vegas is legal. The THC that is in phytocannabinoids, you know, is non-existent in this line, but the THC in cannabis and CBD is present. Now, what does that mean? Well, I think one of the things that I have found to be the easiest way to describe this is there's three different avenues of getting to the endocannabinoid system. You have cannabis, which has a much higher level of THC, which is perfectly fine. And does it work? Yes, it does. It does work. But there are groups and categories out there that either don't use anything with THC, can't use anything with THC, or in your area, it's still not legal to use THC products. Now, with the cannabis also comes psychoactive effects, you know, things like appetite and happiness and laughing and all that kind of stuff that goes along with it, you know, and that's part of the cannabis. So that is your one route. Let's just call that the Mercedes. And then we talk about CBD, which I love and use myself. CBD comes from hemp. It has a very low level of THC in it, less than what, 0.3%, low amount. What it doesn't have is any of the psychoactive effects. Now, people are becoming very, very enriched with the foundation of using this in their everyday routine, but we have to remember there are some stipulations with this as well. CBD doesn't work for everybody the same way. I did not get the sleep I wanted from it, but it did help me with headaches. Now, the other thing about CBD, it's a great anti-inflammatory. It does all those wonderful things. But let's say the stipulations with using CBD. Is it in your area? Do you have a good quality source? Number two, can you use CBD? Well, people say all the time, well, what do you mean can I use CBD? I can buy it at a health food store. Yes, you can. But if you are working in a career or you have a job with a zero tolerance for THC or, as they consider, an illegal compound that is not federally approved, you may not be able to use it within your career or your job. Now, people say all the time, well, I want to use this. My friends are getting great results and they're doing all these amazing things. I want to feel that as well. I said, I understand. I said, but if it does have a low amount of THC and it builds up in your tissue and you're tested and you show that it's in your system, is it worth it for you to have that friction when you know you shouldn't be using it? So people say all the time, well, who would not be able to use any THC? We live in a town right now where everything is legal. I said, I understand that. I said, but I guarantee you that somewhere in your contract, anything that is an illegal substance cannot be used in your job, like bus drivers and pilots and doctors and nurses and firemen and medics and, you know, paratransit and all these kind of things. You have to be cautious. Now, I'm sure there's a chance that you could use CBD and be perfectly fine, but I always like people to be able to know that there is THC in the product. Now, it doesn't deter me from using it because I really do like it. Now, what I have learned is the other group of people that may say they walk into a health food store and find out I had no idea it had THC in it, and they decide, well, I can't do that, or I don't want to do that, or I don't want to take a chance on that, even though I want to do it, you know, and they turn around and walk away. So now, enter Emerald. Here you have, finally, Emerald Health Bioceuticals, a company that came out with a line of products that not only are amazingly safe and healthy, but they found an amazing way to be able to incorporate the products into a endocannabinoid system balancing program, but also allowing everybody to be able to use it not only consistently, but safely and effectively, and be able to balance their endocannabinoid system. Now, I find this to be just an amazing resource. Now, when I first found out about it, I thought to myself, well, can I mix this with my CBD? I want to have as many balancing things as I possibly can. I want all of it. I want to be able to balance myself as much as possible. because I know personally that once activated, my endocannabinoid system and all the neurotransmitters in the body are going to start talking to the cells, are going to start talking to the glands and the organs and the tissue. And before you know it, I am going to have a great way of being able to put my body back into this balance. So how is the line of Emerald Health products different? Well, they're safe and legal and effective, which is great. They are derived from the non-cannabis sourced ECS activators. They're derived from plants and herbals and botanicals. Now people say, well, cannabis is a plant, hemp is a plant. It is, and they are. But they are plants that do contain THC. The plants used here are not using THC. They do not have it in them. There is no CBD. There is no THC in this line. So where your cannabis products are the Mercedes and, you know, the CBD is the BMW, well, the Emerald line is the Lexus. All three of them are great cars. And all three of them are going to drive and get to the valet parking at exactly the same time. And they're all going to be parked in the same lot. And they're all going to have the same kind of ticket on the windshield. The difference is you, as a consumer, get to choose your avenue and the path that you want to follow to get you to this amazing, intricate system. The PhytoCan Complex is a foundation of this line of products. And it is quite amazing. And when people take a look at it, they think to themselves, wow, that looks like that in itself could have been amazing. And you know what? It could have been. It's got the peonia root. It's got the clove flower oil. It's got echinacea powder extract. It's got ginger root. It's got magnolia bark. It's got a xanthoxylum fruit extract. These things together form this beautiful thing called a PhytoCan complex, which is the driving force of this line and these products. Now, they could have just bottled this and put this together and just said, here, this is what we're using to naturally support our endocannabinoid system. But I'm so glad they didn't, because I think what they've done is they've made things a little bit easier by being able to support our systems more effectively. And I think one of the best ways of doing that is to kind of explain each product individually. And one of the best ways I can figure to do that is to talk about each one separately. So let's start with the first product. Now, when people start thinking about CBD and start thinking about hemp and cannabis, a lot of people are using it, I think, for five major categories, amongst others that they'll probably learn along the way, as a calming agent, as for something that's going to help us with anxiety and stress and mood, something that's going to help us with our inflammatory response in our body, which is off the charts. Most of us are living in a world of nothing but inflammatory response, although inflammation necessary and crucial, but we need to be able to have an off and on switch and be able to maintain and manage it. And we're not doing that. We know that we're hearing amazing results for the brain and for focus and concentration with the CBD and the THC products. And then we're also really kind of, you know, trying to get a better night's rest. These are five big categories that a lot of people in this country and around the world are trying to deal with every day. So we're going to try things. But I'm so happy that this line is now available and Stay Healthy's carrying it. I'm so happy. But let me start with the first product, the EndoCalm. Every day, I hear from people that are stressed out, burnt out, fried out, in overload, running around in circles with one foot nailed to the floor. When I think EndoCalm, I think C for calm, C for crazy. You know, people say, I am just crazy. I'm just so stressed. I've got so much going on. I just can't relax. And even when people are in a relaxing situation, their knee is still bouncing up and down. They can't sit still. They're looking at their phone. They're waiting for the next email, the next alert. We do not know how to decompress and chill. We don't. But somewhere along the line in our mindset, we have been conditioned or brainwashed or thought process installed in our brain that to be able to find calm, we have to go through the pharmaceutical counter. That we have to, you know, be able to go get one of these benzodiazepines. We have to get Xanax or Ativan or something like that. We have to get a prescription. There's a lot of stops on this train of health and nutrition alternatives. And they don't all start with the pharmaceutical counter. Now, don't get me wrong. There are people that are in health conditions that need a drug to do the job, and that is the only way they're going to do it, and thank goodness for them. but in many instances, that's not the case. So enter EndoCalm. This is a wonderful way of helping with our mental energy and helping us with relaxation and a greater mental energy balance and supporting our adrenal function and helping us to get more normal cortisol levels and be more positive and kind of be more balanced. And when I was talking about the PhytoCan complex, it is present in all of these formulas. But in this one, they've added also some pharmagaba and some ashwagandha, some echinacea. And to me, what that does is it takes that PhytoCan complex and it gives it kind of a path or a mission statement that this product we want to be geared toward calming. Now, will it balance other things along the way? Well, of course. But if we're giving it direction and we're giving it a calming direction, that's where it's going to be doing a lot of its focus. And I think that that is quite amazing. So the endocannabinoid system, we know, is intricately involved in balancing neurotransmitters that really do the influencing on our stress and our balance and decompression and even the functioning of our brain. The PhytoCan complex in this product, EndoCalm, provides a proprietary full-spectrum complex, as well as the herbals and the botanicals, helping us deal with the occasional situations that we're in, probably even more than occasionally. Stress, anxiety, mood, and anxiousness, and the relentless quest for, I just don't even know. Sometimes we chase ourselves around the block so much that we're running behind ourselves. You know, we can see ourselves in front of us. We're just chasing ourselves so often. And I think what ends up happening is we don't know how to decompress and come down. I like this product for the people that are in this category, the people that need a better, healthy way of dealing with daily stress and even fear and anxiety or not being able to feel that sense of relaxation that we need. You know, we should be able to sit down at the end of the day and just be able to chill. Maybe a glass of wine. People come home. Some people like to listen to nice music. Some people like a hot bath with lavender oil. You know, whatever it takes, a walk for the dog, go to the park. In my case, clean a horse corral. You know, whatever. You know, you got to do what you got to do to find your way of dealing with your stress and learning how to decompress. But once again, like I talked about at the very beginning, giving your body tools to do the job effectively. It's what's going to make the difference. EndoCalm is one of those tools. It's a tool for helping us have better positive changes in the body and mind, helping us have more feelings of relaxation and greater mental energy. And, you know, I get asked this question all the time. Well, I've been using the CBD and it's helping me in some areas, but not another. Can I mix the two? Yes, that's what I do. I do three of these formulas and I use CBD. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, I got two sports cars going to the same area. I'm going to have a better chance of getting things done. And each one is going to get me there differently. And, you know, an interesting thing is we talk about these receptor sites. I don't want to forget about this. You know, your CB1 receptor sites and your CB2 receptor sites, these are very, very important to understand, you know, exactly what they are and how they work. You know, the CB1 receptor sites are found primarily in your central nervous system and your brain. The CB1 receptor sites, the lock and key system, is mostly stimulated by cannabis-based products and THC. Good to know. The CB2 receptor sites are found primarily in the immune system, the gastrointestinal tract, and the peripheral nervous system. Now, these are mostly acted upon by hemp-based CBD. The wonderful thing about using these amazing plant-based cannabinoids, they work on CB1 and CB2. So to me, that really takes us to the next level, and it allows us to be able to get even more benefit. To me, the bottom line is benefit and response and change and noticeable change and feeling that change, because those are also in their own right extremely motivating. Now, so keep in mind the EndoCalm. I think we all know somebody that could use a dose of calm. It might be us. We may need it. We may need to chill. And I think you'll find that as you're balancing that endocannabinoid system, you'll feel that waterfall of calm just kind of bring you down and bring your shoulders down and just kind of bring you to that calming sensation that we need. Now, the second formula is called EndoBliss. Now, B for bliss, I also think B for the blues. Now, being down, being a little gray, being a little blue in your mood, that's normal. That's life. Nobody can be bouncing off the wall happy, crazy every single day. We all have that one friend that's bouncing off the wall every day in a happy mood and never anything but, I mean, we're a little jealous, but, you know, face it, we want to slap them. We do. You know, because, you know, we don't feel like that, and we're wondering all the time, what are they doing? Some people are just naturally like that. So how do we approach the idea of the blues? Well, it's a response to what's going on in our life, daily pressures and, you know, negative outlook. But we need to kind of flip that and start having more of a positive outlook and learning how to nourish our endocannabinoid system so that we can get that natural elevation of our mood. Uplifting formula. It also has a beneficial effect on the neurotransmitters and bringing us more into that balanced mode. Now, this has the phytocann complex as well. It also has added to it saffron extract and echinacea. So here we have this product once again, now with the added active ingredients to drive it toward anxiousness and blue melancholy feelings in both the body, the brain, and the mood and every single day. You know, the things that we kind of experience, we're looking to find a natural elevation of our mood and bring about that homeostasis and support our endocannabinoid sites. Because who doesn't want to be in a better mood? And who doesn't want to have a better outlook? We all do. But, you know, life gets in the way and deadlines get in the way and your boss gets in the way and you've got home stuff going on and financial things going on. And although you're thinking to yourself, breathe, just breathe. And, you know, you're trying to catch your breath with all this going on. And then all the, you know, you turn on the news for 10 minutes. That's enough to put anybody in a blues mood. You know, so negativity is all around us, and being able to find and support our own system is very difficult. Why do you think there are so many people out there in this country, millions and tens of millions of people on antidepressants? Because everybody is in that funky mood. And I guarantee you, if you go to your doctor and you walk in, the doctor says, how you doing? You said, well, I'm fine, but I could be better. And the doctor says, what's the matter? And you're like, and it's a bad day. You know, you got runoff in traffic. You got a deadline you didn't meet. You're arguing with your husband or wife. The kids are driving you crazy. You overdrew your bank account and you're just in a really funky mood. And the doctor says, you know, have you thought about maybe bringing in something to help your mood? And before you know it, boom, you're on an antidepressant. Now, do you need it? Probably not. You know, will you see a difference? Yeah, maybe a I don't care mood kind of difference. Are there people that do benefit and need them? Yes, there are. And thank goodness for those products, for those people. But I think a lot of us just need to kind of take a step back and say, what am I doing that's bringing me here? You know, what tools can I give my body? How about better diet? How about, you know, supportive things that I could do that are very, very important? Because I think we forget that we have control. Bringing in more healthy fats and maybe a whole base food, rich food diet, you know, full of omega-3 fatty acids. How about some stress reduction? How about yoga, meditation, taking the overweight dog for a walk in the evening or in the morning to kind of decompress? The exercise and your dietary supplements and botanicals and, you know, these are things that we should be doing anyway for every part of our health. And the endocannabinoid system is no different. It needs support as well. So the Endo Bliss, I probably would recommend it for somebody looking for a natural mood solution. They want to be able to have a more positive outlook and be able to promote a more positive mood so that they just feel better and they don't mind getting going and maybe doing more things. And rather than just going work and going home and closing the drapes, not a real healthy way of living. I call it existing. And of course, we're all going to have those existing modes in our life. But keep in mind the Endo Bliss. Now, this is a product that I have fallen in love with. And the reason I have is because I am really one of those people that if I didn't have to sleep, I probably wouldn't, because I could have like another career and that would be crazy. I'd love it. It would be fantastic. But I also know the intricacy of having a good night's rest. So a little background on this one. I usually sleep about 4 hours a night, 4 to 5 hours, if that, because I'm up and down and I've got things. And if I get up, I'll get on the computer and start working. Those of you that follow my Facebook site will know that I make posts in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And people are like, do you ever sleep? Yeah, I do. But recently I was on a trip and I was down in Florida and I had some of the endo sleep with me. So I decided to take it at night and I slept 6 hours. So I'm doing a lecture the next night, a consumer lecture, and I'm telling everybody, and I'm bouncing off the wall saying, I got 6 hours of sleep last night. And they're just like, that's not that good. And I said, no, think of it this way. I usually get 4. I got 50% more. And then I saw everybody kind of say, oh. And I said, that's a lot. So I'm using the endo sleep. I find that I'm better in the morning because if you don't get a good night's rest, how can you possibly expect to get through the next day? And if your endocannabinoid system is bumpy, to say the least, and it's not balanced, and you have nothing in sight that looks anywhere close to homeostasis in your body, you're not going to get a good night's rest. This product here, they add passion flower and pharmagaba and magnolia to give you a more directed way of supporting the ECS system, but working on sleep. I mean, I like the way it makes me feel in the morning. When I get up, I'm rested. You get a healthful sleep, you get rest, you get rejuvenation, you get balance, you get that deep, more restful sleep and rejuvenating sleep, which means your sleep is actually working for you. Have you ever heard somebody say, I slept 8 hours last night and I'm just as exhausted? Chances are it wasn't really a good, deep, rejuvenative sleep. It was just kind of going through the motions. And that doesn't work. So how do we get around this? Well, we use something that gives us balance, helps us find a better way of getting to that direct line to homeostasis, but we also support those CB1 receptors in the brain. Now, people will say, well, I use this and I use this, or I use melatonin, or I use all these different things, and I use tryptophan, and I use 5-HTP, and all these other things. That's fine. They're all great. I love all the supplements. They've been able to provide people with an amazing way of finding sleep. But when I look at both of them individually, I look at the one side, I think to myself, this is giving me the nutrients that are maybe helping me relax. This is giving me a way of putting my body into more of a balanced mode so that it can actually do the sleep the way it should be. So that's the way I think of the endo sleep. I hope you'll try that. It's amazing. The next product is the Endo Inflame, reducing pain and inflammation naturally. Most of us are in a state of high levels of inflammation. We get our blood drawn and our C-reactive protein is off the chart, which means that when we have high levels of inflammation, it means that we are not managing it, and any problem we have in our body is accelerated to a level that it should not be anywhere near. Which means everything, it's like the gas pedal is pushed to the floor and everything is accelerated. So this has curcumin and boswellia added to it. It's working once again on all those receptor sites, all those little places throughout the entire body where inflammation is out of control and bringing us a better state of balance and also vitality. We want to be more mobile. We want to be more flexible. We want to feel better. We want to have less pain. All of those receptors are balanced by the endocannabinoid system. Now, let's face it. If you got a worn-out knee and it's bone on bone, you're going to need to have that knee replaced. Good chance. Same thing with a hip. But if you have a lot of inflammation in the body and they're pressing on the nerves and it's running throughout the body and you are just full of inflammation, when we can reduce that inflammation and bring our body closer to balance and use these powerful balancing nutrients for the endocannabinoid system, you'll start to feel that foot coming off the accelerator on the car and things start to come to balance. And when your body is not spending every hour of its day putting out fires in the body, it can now spend some time healing and rejuvenating and lubricating and hydrating and fixing and balancing the things that need attention brought to them. So anybody that has inflammation, anybody that's dealing with things like arthritis or anything in your body where there's pain or discomfort, I'm recommending this a lot to a lot of people I know with fibromyalgia and lupus, as well as arthritis and just sore, irritated, you know, lack of mobility situations. So keep your Endo Inflame in mind because I think you're going to find it to be quite effective for, once again, finding balance. Now, this is an important topic as well, the endo brain. I mean, a lot of us today, if you're in the baby boomer group, this really is the number one thing that most of us are scared about. I mean, me personally, you've heard me over the years. You know, I always talk about, you know, my family, there's so much dementia and Alzheimer's, I'm scared to death. You know, so I've always taken a ton of nutrients for my brain. But when I saw this, I thought to myself, okay, I'm still using a lot of nutrients, but what am I doing with those nutrients? And the way that I describe this as more as of a director, you know, this has Bacopa and Huperzine added to it, to that phytocan complex. And the way that I describe this is where most of my nutrients increase blood flow to the brain. That's great. But the way that I look at the endo brain is, I think the endo brain is able to do more directing of traffic within the brain. I think of like a four-way stop. And you have a policeman standing in the middle. He's got white gloves on, and he's directing traffic, telling this to go here and this to go there. You turn, you go through traffic, you stop, this side goes. And directing traffic and flow of nutrients and oxygen and blood and all that stuff. So I look at the endo brain as balancing these CB1 receptors in the brain, but also creating balance, reducing inflammation. And at the same time, improving our memory and our cognition and our brain cell transmission, and also, very important, protecting the brain from oxidative damage. I love the idea of being able to use these full spectrum, these complex products, this phytocan complex with these supportive nutrients to help my memory and my cognition. Now, people will say, well, you know, you do what you do every day, you're doing fine. Well, I'm getting older too. I've been on the air for over 36 years. You know, and there's those days when I'm talking, when I have to be able to dig in, find information in my brain, pull it out, remember where I put the information first of all, and then be able to find it, locate the file, all at the, you know, the speed of a snap of your fingers, and be able to recall it. And that's a lot to remember. I want that process to be able to continue for a long time. So when I started understanding about how cannabis was working on the CB1 receptors and how the CBD was working on the CB2 receptors, I was very excited about what they were doing for the body. But then when I learned about the plant-based source of these endocannabinoid balancing nutrients, and I will clarify, they're all plants. Only these sources have no THC and no CBD. But they work on both CB1 and CB2. And that for me was the grand poobah of information, if you will. That's what brought me over. Because I thought to myself, this just makes really good sense. This makes balancing, you know, sense. This makes, you know, the major areas of the body that we're talking about and complaining about and struggling with and getting diagnosed with problems within, this is working in all of those areas. If we can support our brain and think better and think clearer, if we can reduce inflammation throughout the body and allow the body not to spend every ounce of its day putting out fires and then bring back focus so it can do its job within the body with balance and fixing and doing all those wonderful things, if we can provide calm for the body on the crazy, out-of-control days, if we can bring up our mood and put our mood into more of a substantial relaxation of balance and not feel so negative and blue, that is so important. And if we can get a good night's sleep, not just go through the motions, but be able to wake up and feel like we're rested. I've always said that the best night's sleep you'll ever have every single year is night 5 of a 7-day vacation. You know, the first couple of days, you're still looking at your phones, and then you finally get to the second, third day, and you're like, I don't care, I'm on vacation. And you go to bed that fifth night, and you've had just great food and fun and just a great time, and you go to bed, and you wake up in the morning, and you do one of those full body stretch shakes, and you think to yourself, whew, that was a great night's rest. And you know what? It was. Because you shut down all the problems and you sifted aside life for a while and you put the projects on the shelf and, you know, you stop stressing on waiting for that little bling and buzz on your phone to tell you got yet another email or another project or something out there. And you finally just let that all go and your body was able to just do what it needs to do. The thing is, if you can do it on night five, you can do it every night. We just need help finding balance. We need help being able to support our systems in a really good way. So when you go to Stay Healthy and you look at this line from Emerald, Emerald Health Bioceuticals, they're leading the charge in the research and discovery and the healing power of all the ECS activators. And their products are very unique and very novel compounds for that exact process of supporting the system. When our bodies are out of balance due to just life or emotional or psychological or physiological or injury or disease or anything, the ECS system is activated to try to bring back that sense of balance. Homeostasis is something our body wants, but it may not have the tools to get there. That's what these do. But we have to take, you know, responsibility on our side as well. You know, you don't just get to pop your supplements and just expect everything to fall in place. You got to do your things. You got to exercise. You got to be active. You got to learn how to decompress with things like yoga, meditation, and exercise. Your meditation may be sitting in a hot bath with lavender oil, listening to classical music, maybe with a glass of wine at the end of the day, and locking the door and the family and leaving the phone outside. If that's your form of meditative relaxation, cool. Everybody has a different way of relaxing. But we also need healthy fats in our diet, more of a whole food-based diet, rich in these omega-3s. The Mediterranean diet is something we should all strive to achieve because it is an anti-inflammatory diet. And you know what's not invited to that table of the Mediterranean diet? Fast food, junk food, deep fried food, foods with trans fats, all the garbage, all the stuff served through the window of your car, all the pre-made processed foods, the sugars and all that garbage. None of them are invited to the table. It's just quality nutritional food that is really real food that actually can make a difference in the health of our body. And when you add exercise and decompression and balancing and learn all these wonderful things about giving your body the attention that it needs, you're going to see that there can be a huge difference out there. And I think that as we do more and more to focus on our health and we start to feel better, we're going to want more of it. I think a lot of us have just learned how to accept the way that our health is. The whole idea of this beautiful line of products is to support the endocannabinoid system with these external ECS activators and then feeding the endocannabinoid system with raw materials to help support production of our own internal supply of activators, those endocannabinoids. And then using these things to create more receptor sites in the body, but then being protective, like a security system, protecting and preserving the endocannabinoids from breaking down. It's a four-pronged approach, but the bottom line, awesome products for providing balance and helping us achieve this amazing line of homeostasis. And if you are someone out there that's been thinking about CBD, like I said, I love it. You know, and I'm glad that I'm able to use it. But let's say you can't. Let's say you've got one of those jobs or one of those careers or one of those contracts where you're not able to do anything that has anything on a national level that has not been deemed okay to do because it's still under the illegal category, because THC is not legal in every state. And even if it is, it may not be legal on your contract because of its federal non-legality. If you're in that category and you are somebody that's looking for what the rest of us have already found, for the brain or for anxiety or for mood or for any of these things, you know, look no further than the products from Emerald. You're going to find what you're looking for in a safe, very easy to use, extremely effective, easy to understand line of products, and no CBD and no THC. And if that's important to you, there you go. I mean, there are still people out there. There is a stigma still attached to cannabis and hemp for whatever. I mean, I said it before, if they came from carrots, nobody would care. But the problem with it is they come from a plant that carries a stigma with it for whatever reason, there's people that are never, ever going to use those kind of products. But they probably most likely, if not definitely, are people that would benefit from having a balanced state of homeostasis from their endocannabinoid system. So now they have a choice. Remember, you've got three different avenues that get you to the same point. But the Emerald Line works on both areas, where respectfully, the CBD works on the CB2 receptors. The cannabis works on the CB1. The Emerald Line works on CB1 and CB2. And that's something to remember. You are doing it in a way that you're supporting, but you're also hitting two birds with one stone. So keep in mind the Endo Bliss, the Endo Calm, the Endo Inflame, the Endo Brain, and the Endo Sleep. Five products that are available now. You're going to love them. And I hope you enjoyed this. If you're really enjoying it, you want to hear it again, remember, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and all of my wonderful sponsors that put these shows together, my amazing producer, he podcasts my shows every day. He's awesome. So you can listen to them when it's convenient for you, or send your friends and let them listen to them as well. Go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, and click on the archive icon and download the shows. This is a very, very important show because this is something that is so new and so groundbreaking. And, you know, I'm excited because we don't get something like this all the time. We get versions of excitement, but nothing that is groundbreaking like this. And you're just going to continue to hear more and more. And the people that have already jumped in and experiencing are really, really enjoying the ride. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read the industry articles. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And read all the great information on their webpage. And, of course, a thumbs up on their Facebook page would be awesome as well. Stay Healthy is your oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas. They are in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Go in for the most amazing, knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and they're serving up peace of mind and answers and education in a full-service store every single day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Enjoy all the information because you know what? We need it because it is way too confusing out here. And when you finally start getting ready to get healthy, you know what you want? Good information, good knowledge, great quality products. Don't cut corners on your health. We do enough of that and have done enough of that. It's time for us to tighten the belt, start treating ourselves better with better respect and better health so that we can get back what our body wants to give us. We just got to give them the tools to get the job done. Thank you for tuning into the show today. It's the Staying Healthy Radio Show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, where I bring you some of the best guests in the industry and always relevant topics for today's world. The things we should talk about, the things we need to talk about, and in many cases, well, the things we don't talk about enough. Remember, all my shows are podcast on my webpage. You can go there, download the shows when it's convenient for you, drjeffreyburke.com. And don't forget about my new Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Please go there, like it. I answer your questions right on my page. I'm trying to grow it so we can all stay in tune, in touch together. And I give you information that I think is important. And sometimes your questions are very important, because there's a lot of people that have the same idea, but they're not taking the time to write it down. So thank you for you, all of you that are writing questions, and hopefully you're getting some answers that are going to make a difference. Remember to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out these awesome products. I think you're going to find them to be not only just effective, but also I think you're going to wake up and realize that we can do a lot more than we thought we could. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, all five products available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. The Endo Brain, the Endo Sleep, the Endo Calm, the Endo Bliss, and the Endo Inflame, all five products. And yes, you can use more than one. And yes, you can mix them with your CBD. And you can sit back and enjoy the balancing effects of homeostasis and putting your body back into an amazing state of good feeling again. I think a lot of us forgot what that's like. Have a great day, everyone. Do something awesome just for you. Be well, stay healthy, and think about yourself. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.